Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And by SonicWall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, SonicWall can help you find it. And that's where we are today at SonicWall Studios once again with Joe Talley at the controls. And joining us in the studio is Ever After back.
Hello.
Hey guys,
hello.
How
are
y'all doing?
Yes. How are you, Hunter? Thanks for having us back.
And they're all so excited.
Yeah.
That's the way we like it. Excited here on a Sunday morning. What would you like to play for us before we get to talking?
I think the first one we're going to do is 2 Miles High.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little song about where I grew up in Colorado. So.
Excellent. Here is Ever After here on Hunter at Sunrise. To it, don't you? Yes, Ever After here on Hunter at Sunrise. It is great to have you back. You know, it's been a couple of years.
It's, yeah, it really has.
So what's been going on with you guys?
We are still recording the record we were recording when we talked to you back then. Skip DeRupa, God bless him. You know, Skip's producing the album and engineering and doing all that, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. And
yeah.
We were moving right along. I'd say we were 3/4 of the way done. We're doing a lot. There's a lot of guests. JB playing sax on it. Anthony doing it. I have a lot of our friends on this record because we wanted to do... If we were a label band with unlimited resources and funds, how would we want to make our record?
Right.
And we wanted it big. We wanted horns. We wanted, you know, so we went a little bit crazy with it. But
yeah. Where are you guys doing all this?
Over at Skip DeRupa Productions.
Oh, okay.
Skip was the operations manager at Windmark Recording Studios for many years.
Oh, right.
Him and I have a good relationship and have
familiar
for years.
Familiar with that?
Yeah, I did a lot of studio work back then for him. Mm-hmm. And it's great. Of course, the pandemic came, and you know, erring on the side of caution, we kind of put it on hold a little while.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I've written a lot of new songs that aren't even going to be on it.
Well, why don't you introduce everybody before we continue here?
To my left, the amazing, incredible, the looks, the brains, the talent of the operation, Stacey Stevens.
Yes,
on bass and vocals. And
that is an official title.
What was your name?
You just met him before.
On the right, one of the most dear people in the world to me, Mr. Timmy Ward on percussion.
Uh-huh.
They picked me up on 7-Eleven on the way over. I was cold and I had a hot dog, so.
And of course, you're Steve Stevens.
Oh, yeah, I'm Steve. Yeah, hey.
Yeah. Steve would be the mouthpiece of the corporation.
I would be the least important member of the ensemble, though.
That's
how I see it.
Well, it seems like you haven't let the pandemic slow you down too much. You've been going around and playing.
We've been working as much as we can, you know, places that are, you know, it's frustrating for anybody that's losing work, you
right.
know, and us being a fairly full-time band, that was difficult. Mm. One of the things that I see as frustrating is, you know, regardless of how you feel about the masks or the pandemic or whatever political affiliations you have, I don't want these places to close. I don't want those girls to lose their jobs. If they can be open, and you're going to go patronize these places, respect it. Follow the rules. I mean, we watch, you know, staffers at some of these places we're playing at about to pull their hair out trying to get people to stay seated and to follow the rules. And so that's been a crazy thing. And I feel bad for those guys because they are doing triple workload just to be working.
So you've been going to some of these places and people aren't social distancing and things
like
that?
It's hit and miss, you know. And the worst thing is, I think, for me, again, these girls that are working these places have to be police now, too, as well.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of tough. It's tough to watch that stuff, you know. You see everything from a stage.
Right.
You don't miss anything.
Right. Now, Friday night, where were you Friday night? You had a gig then?
Friday, today's Saturday. Yeah. Last night we were at Jerry's.
That would be the day before Sunday.
I don't even know where we are. Yeah, and we had a great night, wonderful crowd, you know, great people. Same kind of thing. They work really hard to make sure the rules are being followed over there, and it keeps us working, and I'm very happy about that, you know.
We're talking with Ever After here on Hunter at Sunrise. You said you were from Colorado?
I'm from Colorado.
I did not know that. How long have you lived here in the area?
I have been, let me see, about 25, 26 years.
Okay, so most of your life then?
Most of it.
Yeah, yeah. What made you leave Colorado?
Military.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all you have to say around here.
Join the Navy. So.
we know what that's like. And Timmy, you've been here for a really long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been in this area my entire life.
Yeah?
Born and raised in Chesapeake. Actually met these guys through my wife, ironically, and kind of from there, the rest is kind of history.
Sure. Well, that's where you guys are headquartered, right? Chesapeake, more or less.
Yep.
And you play a lot down there, but you also go out to Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, Norfolk, but yeah, anywhere.
We've been in Newport News too. So.
Yeah. Have recently gotten back into doing a little bit of road stuff. A couple of years back, we went as far as Colorado.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Visited her home. I bought some wood to build her that base.
Really?
Yeah.
You bought the wood out in Colorado?
And we bought that in her hometown. And, you know, those of you guys that are familiar with Worth Guitars out there, I'm one of the three important people at Worth Guitars.
Uh-huh.
There's only three of us.
Oh, okay.
So this was one that we built for Stacy with wood from her hometown and some personal things. And
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it turned out really nice. We're really happy with that.
2 miles high. Leadville, Colorado. Elevation...
10,152.
Really?
It's way up there. Yeah. I couldn't even breathe.
That's the only way I can describe it to anybody. You know, Denver's the mile high city. We'll just keep going up.
Yes, it's. I've been up that mountain. It's really something on the interstate, mm-hmm. at least. It's been that's quite a trip, I must say. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Ever After here.
You want to play one of the new ones?
Sure.
This is a new song.
Yeah. This one, well, you know, like I said, the downtime from working on the album and with the pandemic as a whole, the downtime hasn't been miserable for us, you know. We've had some time to, you know, when you're in a band that's working to support yourself and you're trying to be a creative entity at the same time, it's very difficult.
Right.
So much of your time and resources go into working and supporting it. Mm-hmm. That you don't have a lot of free creative time to do things. And we have found that we have had a little bit more free creative time, which has been nice.
Yeah.
You know, so we can kind of find our way through stuff like this.
Okay. What's this called?
Currently, it's called Everything.
Okay. Here's Ever After here on Unearthed Sunrise. Yes. Yes. Ever After here on Under at Sunrise. So do you have a working title for this record now that you've been working on for a really, really, really long time? By now, you should have a title.
It was going to be called 13 Rabbits.
13 Rabbits.
Because we had planned to stick to 13 songs. And,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, even in what we did today, the first song was kind of country. This is kind of, I don't even know what to call it. We go in a lot of different directions.
Yes, you do.
And the goal was, you know, how can we have 13 different rabbit holes to take somebody through? Right?
To really,
and we want it, you know, I'm a fan of old things. Like, you know, in the 70s, people made albums. Not a collection of songs, but a coherent piece of work that belonged together. And
right.
It was intentionally done that way. And I would love nothing more than to have something with our stamp on it that is, you put it on and you listen to it front to back, and every bit of it takes you someplace else. And it's
interesting.
I really want that.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, when you guys write, is that a collaborative thing, or is one person come up with an idea?
D, all of the above. Yeah. It's a, some are collaborations. We'll sit there and just back and forth with lyrics. He's got a line, I got a line.
Oh, okay.
Other times I'll have a song and bring it to him, and or he'll have a song and bring it to me, and we'll just sit there and knead the dough and
right
see what comes of it.
So how many tracks do you have down of this record now?
We have
ready.
None of them are ready.
None of them are ready.
That's part of the problem is there's probably about 11 that could be in the can relatively quick. I have some mandolins to do on a few things. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to say. And I'm not in a hurry either. You know, I want it to be what I want it to be.
Sure.
You know.
Sounds like you're going to have a lot of guests.
We've had some wonderful, wonderful players. On Mr. Shannon Leggett did some percussion for us. Of course, Katie did drums for the majority of the tracks. We're going to get Timmy in there on a couple of things, too.
Katie was their other drummer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She worked with us for a couple of years after Timmy had left the band.
Uh-huh.
Much in the same way Michael Anthony left Van Halen, Timmy left this band.
Was he fired by a jerk guitar player, too?
Sounds like we're getting personal all of a sudden.
We have more time, we'll have to tell you the whole story. Okay. It's actually a pretty great story.
It is.
And how we ended up, you know, him and I are very close, and right. Thank God for him. Cause
right.
Yeah. It's a love-hate relationship.
It is.
Do you have any gigs coming up you want to talk about at all?
Wow.
Yeah, she's in charge. Hold on.
I was going to say, my phone is down. And
she'll spring the whole calendar on you. You just opened the Pandora's box.
If you want
pretty
me
much
to...
anywhere there's live music, you'll probably catch us.
I know. Well, you guys go to Big Woody's a lot.
We do a lot of Big Woody's.
Yeah, and down to Lockside Bar and Grill, right?
Froggies.
Yep. Froggies.
615.
Jerry's. Scandals.
So you probably have this all up on a Facebook page
or something. We do.
Facebook page is facebook.com/everafterlive.
Oh, okay.
Instagram, same thing, everafterlive.
Right.
So
I've been having a lot of people come in here, but none of them seem to be working out as much as you guys are.
God bless Stacy. She is, I mean, she's a machine. She is in charge. She is Ever After Corporate World Headquarters.
I see.
Period. And speaking of, well, you know, our merchandise store is up online.
Oh, yes, I saw that, yeah.
Which is a really cool thing. We have masks and T-shirts and everything like that.
It's a very nice mask, I must say.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Mine came with bad breath, though.
Well, you supply your own of that, right. I think, right? What else would you like to play for us here?
I have to retune my guitar here.
Okay,
we're
talking
a little bit different if you
Ever After.
Bear with me for a second.
Okay, sure, no problem, no problem. Oh, my gosh. So you kind of manage this band, it sounds like.
Yes. I try to.
Yeah.
That's a work in progress.
Yeah, she is the band.
She is the band.
Yeah, she herds cats, and that's trying to keep me and Steve in line.
And you guys play electric as well.
Yes.
This is just an example of your acoustic setup here.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's one way to keep Timmy working with us, too. So he can do hand percussion just as well as the kit. So
right.
Try to fit him in everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. They're very generous with that.
Aww.
What's this song that you're going to be doing now?
This one's called Pure as Rain.
I was hoping it was something I knew.
we have this a lot of fun since Timmy's back in the band is that, you know, we haven't really had a whole lot of time to rehearse, you know, so he just stepped right back into the gig, and there are some songs that we played from when he was in the band before, others, then guess what? You're going to learn it, ready, set, go.
Yeah, yeah. So Friday night was a lot of that. It was
Stevie turned around and goes, stay in the car, and 2, 3, 4, and here we go. But it's fun.
That makes it fun, definitely.
I think I'm good.
Okay, and the name of the song again is?
Pure as Rain.
Excellent. Here is Ever After here on Hunter at Sunrise. To end with a flourish.
With a flourish, right?
Sometimes I forget how good that girl can sing.
You really do have a voice, I must say. Ever After here on Hunter at Sunrise. Stacy and Steve Stevens and Timmy Ward over here on percussion. I really appreciate you guys doing this today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having us again, man.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you had a lot of fun.
We certainly
always
have.
Because that's what this is about.
If musicians got to get up early, it might as well be for something cool like this.
There you go. Well, thanks again for coming. And we want to thank Joe Talley for doing the audio here today at Sonic Wall Studios. And